More than 8 years after a tornado devastated a low-income neighborhood in Springfield, Massachusetts, a major infrastructure improvement project is underway. In one of the last federally funded disaster recovery projects from the 2011 tornado, work has started to realign Central Street, the major traffic corridor, through Springfield's Six Corners Maple High neighborhood. Pointing to new single-family and duplex houses that have been built along Central Street, a new elementary school, an early education center that is nearing completion, and plans for an apartment building development, Mayor Dominic Sarno said a lot of good things have happened in the neighborhood in the 8 years since the natural disaster.
So when you look at that area now, the beautiful market-rate housing, which are all occupied, done on Central Street, Springfield, working with Springfield College, Educare is being built there, the beautiful new Brookings School. The old Brookings School is going to be affordable workforce housing. The traffic reconfiguration that is going on, continued work on the watershed ponds, the roundabout in Maple High, Six Corners.
The reconstruction of the Central Street corridor with a price tag of $3.2 million involves realigning and repaving streets, installing new sidewalks, crosswalks, traffic signals, and landscaping, according to Springfield DPW Director Chris Signoli.
The roadway that's up there is just in absolutely horrible condition and has been for years.
Improvements to the infrastructure along the Central Street corridor have taken years to be realized because the plans involved taking some private properties and using some public parkland.
Before we could go through the land-taking process, we had to go through the lengthy federal process of the Federal Park Commission being able to have to review everything. So that's taken, 8 to 12 months.
The City Council approved some of the first eminent domain takings in 2016, and earlier this year authorized the final property takings. The major acquisitions, which totaled more than $500,000, are an automotive business, a vacant store that once housed a poultry business, and a brick duplex house. The tenants have been relocated and demolitions began last week. Funding for the new Central Street infrastructure is coming primarily out of the $23 million the city received from a disaster recovery program administered by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Sarno said Springfield has been nationally recognized for how it responded to the 2011 tornado.
We were able to build a master plan, the largest ever in the city's history, 3,000 participants in that master plan, that not only brought back the one-third of the devastation of the city, but enhanced and strengthened all of the city of Springfield. So just about done.
The Central Street project also includes constructing a new entrance to Ruth Elizabeth Park. Additionally, the city is planning to spend $450,000 on improvements to the park, including putting in walking trails accessible to people with disabilities. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Todd Hill, WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.